another Pod Show podcast. Stick.
We interrupt this show for a special announcement from Pod Show HQ. Attention podcasters, viewers, and listeners. Pod Show needs you to help us suck less.
Help us suck less. Help us suck less. Pod Show needs you to help us suck less.
Hey, it's Callie Lewis from Geek Brief TV. Pod Show needs your help. We're always trying to improve, and this time we need you to help us suck less. We're creating a special place, the Pod Show Suck Less Zone, at suckless.podshow.com.
Suckless.podshow.com.
That's right. Once you're there, you can join our super panel, give us your feedback, earn points, and get valuable stuff. It's fun, it's easy, and most of all, you help us suck less.
Help us suck less. Help us suck less. Pod Show needs you to help us suck less.
Now, back to the show.
Second Floor Lounge, episode 15. This episode may be a bit more rushed than some of the others. It's taken me an inordinate amount of time to come up with the music for this month's show, and apparently it's going to be the only one this month, since I'm running out of month. I don't usually play instrumental-only music on the show, but John Schmidt is a pianist from Utah. Some of his influences are Mannheim Steamroller and Billy Joel. All I can say is, wow. This is called All of Me, and again, it's John Schmidt. Next up, I've got a track from Jeff Smith. You can always find him at thejeffsmith.com. Great musician out of Nashville, has been kind of a cornerstone for the PodSafe music movement. This one's called Set the Music Free. Got a band that's a new find for me. They're called Ocean Street. They're out of Atlanta. This song's called Memphis Blues. They've got kind of a folk-influenced rock sound. Counting Crows, James Taylor, maybe Train. I hope you like it.
Never like sunset. That's why you traveled east, but you never quite made out all the way into the city. And oh, you're going to be such a star. Oh, don't put it to waste. Oh, we don't really care who you are. You got such a pretty face. I don't know wrong from right. dragging your feet, and you've got your own spotlight. At the corner of 18th and Beale Street, but oh, you're going to be such a star. Oh, don't put it to waste. Oh, you're not gonna get very far if you don't put a smile on that face. I ask her if she ever cries. Yeah, I cry all the time. I ask her if she ever lies.
Got another song by Uncle Seth. How can you not like a band who has been influenced by Blues Traveler and the Bare Naked Ladies? They're out of Ontario. This one's called Get Out of My Face.
When I like to hang around, so I introduced you to all my friends. Pretty soon there was no doubt you were a hit, a fit with everyone, terror on the scene. Then I started to get some subtle signs and didn't know exactly what they'd mean. Like the people that you've known before could corroborate your stories, and the details of your shady past didn't seem so gory. And the things you said you'd done, and the places you had been, didn't meet up properly with that distance between. You had us thinking you were so credible, like someone on the case. Get out of my face, get out of my way. Stop hanging around my friends day after day, and just get out of my way. Be happy when you're far away in another place, in another town. So, I guess you're pretty lucky that no one has found out. But eventually they all will see of this, you should have no doubt. Cause when you build a house of cards, I'll tell you what you'll get. If your strong wind's gonna come along, you'll get the end of the day. You better think about this game that you are playing, about keeping up the race. Get out of my face, get out of my way. Stop hanging around my friends day after day, and just get out of my way. I don't need you around. I'm happy when you're far away in the time. Yeah. Is that when you finally realize you need to calculate the cost? When the world falls down around your shoulders and you finally lost the race, get out of my face, get out of my way, stop hanging around my friends day after day, and just get out of my world. I don't need you around. I'll be happy when you're far away in another place, in another town. Get out of my face, out of my face. Get out of my face, out of my face.
This next group I've gotten to like more and more the more I hear of them. They're called Elsinore. I first found them when I was digging around for Celtic stuff for a St. Patrick's Day show. They've had several songs that I've liked a whole lot. So far, I haven't heard any of their stuff I haven't liked. This one's called The Rise.
Sweaty fingers.
So why?
But not least, another wonderfully weird piece by the wonderfully weird and always brilliant Jonathan Colton. This one's called Re Your Brains. You gotta love anything zombie related. It's always fun.
Hey, hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me. Except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
Oh,
not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I back to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. Here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
That's going to do it for another episode of the Second Floor Lounge. As always, all of the music on this podcast can be found at music.podshow.com on the PodSafe Music Network. Links can also be found in the show notes at secondfloorlounge.podshow.com. That's it for now, and I'll talk to you later.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.